The following is a Poppy Chulo Radio original program. The views and opinions expressed in the commentaries and/or interviews in the following program are solely of the individuals and are not the views of Poppy Chulo Radio, its parent, affiliate, or subsidiary companies.
Porno aficionados and freaks and kinksters alike, welcome to Pornographically Correct, exclusively here on PoppyChuloRadio.com. And today is Sunday, December 1st, 2013. And I want to acknowledge in the very beginning that today is World AIDS Day.
And along with our premiere show, we are also celebrating the three-year anniversary of PoppyChuloRadio.com. So all of you listeners that have been here and have supported us, and all of you new listeners that are just joining in, welcome to our family.
I am your host, Marshall Evans. I am the editor-in-chief of the XXXList.com. So many of you are familiar with that site, and we're so thankful for your patronage and hope you will continue to go. Tonight, we're going to have a lot of fun because we have five of some of the sexiest men in the gay Latin and Black porn industry, and I'm just overjoyed. I can feel the heat over here. All these sexy men on here.
So, radiation.
Yes. So we're going to start out first. I want to introduce each and every one of them. I'm going to start out with the kid that grew up there in Brooklyn. And then move to Atlanta, whatever. But he will always be known as Brooklyn Kid. Hey, what's up, Brooklyn?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, don't be too excited now. All right, okay. So we also have one of my good buddies and somebody that I really love and have grown to adore. And he is just taking the porn world on by storm and making his own thing happen. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Mr. Buster Sly. Hey, Buster.
How are you doing, Marshall? It's good to see you. Good to hear from you. I'll be seeing you soon when I get to New York again.
Yes, great to be
on your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. And next, we have none other but, you know, you've got to have some caliente heat up on this group. And he by himself is a whole bunch of volcano and fire. And I'm just so glad that he's in this mix. I love this guy so much. You guys are in for a major treat, Mr. Draven Torres. Hey, Draven.
Hey, how's everybody going? It's good to always, you know, be doing things with you guys.
Wonderful. We're glad to have you. We are so glad to have you. Next, yes, he's got the brains, he's got the bronze, and as many of you keep saying, the body of the gods. But he is actually, well, I know him affectionately as my big little brother, and I love him dearly. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ian Rock. What's up?
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here. Glad to finally get to actually put a voice behind the image. And thank you, Marshall, for inviting me. And nice meeting all of you for those who I don't know.
Okay, great. And next, last but he's definitely not least, he is a porn icon in his own right. If you don't know him for his bodacious ass, you definitely know him for the most beautiful eyes in the industry. And accompanying those beautiful eyes is a beautiful heart, and that is Mr. J.C. Carter. Hey, Mr. Man.
Great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Thanks for being on. So we are going to have a good time. And so, you know, if we're going to start this out, we got to start it out right. So my first question for the five of you, and as this goes, we have no, there's no need for politics. I want to hear from all five of you. There is no rooster in this hen house. All of y'all are hens. I'm the rooster. Okay. So I want to hear from everybody. Okay. So the first question.
Okay. I got you.
Yes. Yes. So the first question I'm throwing out there is very clearly sucking toes. I want to know from each one of you, one, have you done it? Would you do it? And whose toes would you suck today from the panel? So we're going to start with, somebody that I know has no problem speaking his mind, Mr. Ian Rock. Sucking toes.
Wow, toes. Okay, let me be very clear and succinct, as I always try to be. No, I do not suck toes.
Your freak points just went out the door.
Well, they just have to go. Their feet. You walk on them, their sweaty shoes, let's be real, I'm black. As far as... Oh, I'm sorry. Was that my outside voice? As far as would I do it, yes, when Dwayne Johnson walks through the door. Next question.
No, we said on the panel. Nice try.
The panel. I'm sure they all have wonderful and beautiful feet, but no.
You have no, okay, your freak points just went out the door. Let me go to a real freak. Brooklyn. Do you suck them, honey? Okay. Do you get them sucked? And who on the panel would you suck their toes and tell the truth and shame the devil?
I have sucked toes. I don't mind sucking toes. Well, you got to be like real sexy sucking toes. As far as me sucking toes, every now and then, I don't mind getting my toes sucked. And from the panel, why not? I don't mind sucking the other four toes. It's, you know, it's feet. Why not?
Who? I didn't hear who it was. Who was it? You are really
all four. All four.
Oh, like that. Hey, that's what you call a real freak. Okay, all four toes. See,
look at, correct. I love it.
Look at this. Look at this, Ian. See that? Look at that. Look at that. Okay. Now we.
I'm just going to get my feet set now. That's all I'm talking about.
So we got to go to JC Carter. We got to. Okay, so the original G. All right, you got to tell us. Tell us the truth.
Well, I'm a following. I do not suck toes. Did I like it? No. If it was somebody on the panel, you know, I'm good for just trying anything, so I would suck everybody's toes.
All right. See, this is cool. I told y'all these are the real freaks. Okay. Okay. Buster, now you've been, I know you've been. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I like to try just about anything once. I use a phrase, use the term just about anything once. I've had my toes sucked, and it sends me to the roof. I can't help but laugh uncontrollably. So if you get into that really hot mode and then someone starts sucking my toes, I'm completely out of it immediately. And so it's not the thing to do that turns me on, but it is kind of funny. And if you want to break the ice, that's a good way to do it. I can't suck someone's toes until at least see their feet first. So I can't remember what someone's foot looks like. But I've done it, and if it turns on my partner and it gets them to the point where I can get to where I need to go, then I'll pretty much do it. You know, okay. That's why I started giving someone a massage.
Okay. And you who know, on the panel? Y'all really love skipping that question.
I would really, really need to be up close and personal and look at their feet. This is hot men on the panel, don't get me wrong, at all. But I would like to see their feet first.
Oh my God, y'all are so... Draven, can you please bring some heat to this?
I'm sorry about that.
You know what can you say? One, I have sucked toes before. I fucking love it.
Yeah!
You know, making love to the feet. I don't know. Maybe I'm just that big of a freak. You know, but I won't suck anybody's feet or anybody's toes. You know, and I gotta agree with the rest of the guys. I'm sorry. You know, they're all beautiful. They're all sexy. All gorgeous. But I'm not your guys because I don't know what your fucking feet look like. You know, oops for the F one. But I'm a pumpkin, all in there, munching on those toes, working on those heels. You know, working on that little, you know, To tell the truth, I just finished doing a movie for Fetish Force, of course, another Fetish Force movie, and my scene partner, Shane Frost, the moment who I so much love and, you know, have a biggest crush to this day. You want to see me making love to feet? Then you got to watch that movie because it is a big, hot-ish foot scene. And then, you know, let me put it this way. I almost got his whole foot up my mouth. So that should tell you something.
That's what I'm talking about. Just eat the foot, honey. Eat it, eat it, eat it. That's what
exactly,
I'm
you know. A little foot butter on it, and you know, it's all good.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. So, all right, so... I just want to let you guys know that you can curse. It's okay. We have no restriction. So suck them fucking toes. Moving on.
Damn.
Okay, moving on. I have another question, and I just want to see what you guys think about. So you know me. I'm very much involved in sexuality and looking at sexuality. And you can't help but run across some interesting story. So I ran across this interesting story, and then I'm gonna read it, and then I want you ask you some questions, okay? So now, police in Burlington, Kentucky, say they arrested a man who was doing who was masturbating. But it's the problem is not necessarily the masturbation as much as the problem is where it took place. He was masturbating in the Boone Library in Kentucky. Now, we're talking about a library. So you would think, okay, he's on the internet and he's probably watching porn. But he wasn't. What he was doing was he was jerking off to the World Wrestling Entertainment's wrestling match. Okay. So he's, you know, he's getting his group. Now he's an older black man too. I said, you better get it. His name is Lester Hendry. He was 58 years old and he was watching this wrestling match and he was engaged in a lot of self-stimulation. Supposedly his pants was already stained, so brother had already nutted time. He was doing it again. He was getting it in. That's what you call it in. So my question to you is, where would you least likely masturbate, and where is your fantasy of masturbating? So I want to know, what is your fantasy? Where would you masturbate? Where is your fantasy place that you want to masturbate in? And then where would you least likely masturbate?
Interesting.
So I want to start out this question. I'm going to go with Buster.
Well, when you talk about fantasies, I have been running out of those a long time ago. I'm of an avid belief that if you want to try it, or if you think about it, if you want to do it, do it. And suffer consequences, if there is any. Least likely place to masturbate that I have, in my parents' bedroom with my basketball teammates in high school. Because that was the only bed that fit all five of us. All four of us, excuse me. Let's see, where I would really like to masturbate, and by the way, that's how I came out in high school, was with my teammates who played varsity basketball. I won't say the school, because I don't want to put them out. Let's see.
You heard it here, the dirt, honey, in high school. All right, that's what I'm talking about. And it's not just you're a freak. You had to do three or four. That's crazy. Moving on.
Well, you know, what else do you do in Fairbanks, Alaska? And when it's 40 below zero, you just have sex. Oh. Let's see, where I would really like to masturbate, I haven't done it on the train yet, so that's one that would be fun.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, like on an Amtrak train, traveling.
That's kind of hot.
Hitting somebody up in the bathroom. I haven't done that either, but I'd go for that one. Mm. That's my answer. I'm sticking
with it. All right. And Draven, what about you?
You know, I do like to be, I am a little reserved, you know, because I was kind of raised well.
Honestly, that was a shade, Draven. That was so shady.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. You know, I love children, and, you know, and I think children are like the best innocents in the world. So honestly, anything around or a pack of children, I wouldn't want to do anything sexual or anything like that, because, you know, I wouldn't want to ruin that for the upcoming generation.
Right.
So, you know, pretty much anything around children, I wouldn't want to try to do anything sexual. It's just, that's not just right. You know, that's just my opinion.
No, definitely.
As for a fantasy whack off, okay, this is what you guys are really gonna hate. But I've always had a fantasy of actually going into a church confessional and having and the priest, you know, give me. I'm not Catholic, by the way, but having the priest, you know, give me my Hail Marys and everything, and repent. And while he's giving my Hail Marys and repent, you know, bringing my pants down and whacking me, whacking myself off as he's like telling me all this, and all of a sudden you hear, "Oh God, oh dear God, oh dear God," for the rest of everybody else in the church. That is just, I don't know, something about that is just a big turnoff, and just walking out with a big smile on my face, and you know, I don't know. Call me crazy, call me demented, but I've always wanted to whack off in a priest confessional while I'm getting, you know, my Hail Marys and repents.
Damien.
Oh my God, just on the pathway to the hothouse.
Hey, you know, my seat's reserved, you know, down there, and I'm from Texas, so I like it hot, so that's no problem for me.
All right, well, I'm from Texas, too, and if I'm not mistaken, Buster, you from Texas, too, so we got a couple of...
I'm from Texas, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, we talked about the Texans, so let's move over to the New Yorker over there. Brooklyn?
Well, for me, my least favorite play would be in a church. That wouldn't really...
Ooh, the opposite. Okay.
That wouldn't do nothing for me. I've done it.
Oh. You've done it in a church?
I've done it before. I haven't masturbated, but I've had sex in church before. But to masturbate in church, you know, that's something totally different.
Okay. Wait a minute. You was doing the duty do in the booty boo.
In the church bathroom. Yeah.
But you won't masturbate in the church.
Because it's just me by myself. Like, I have to literally, it's, you know, it's not a turn on in church.
Maybe I can help you here a little bit, Buster. I can understand the having the sex in church because you're right, it's with another person. But I think.
This is Buster.
That's Brooklyn.
Sorry, Brooklyn. My bad.
Brooklyn, yeah.
The bees are in my back, but the thought of like breaking that rule is what would turn me on. You know,
that's not a rule. It's more like decency. Like, there's no rule you can't masturbate in church.
Well, you've been to my church then.
But I'm...
okay, moving on.
But as far as like where I would want to, fantasy wise, would be. I've done it on the airplane. In school. Ooh. In the back of the room somewhere. Mm. That'd be hot.
Now, are there people in the room, or are you by yourself? There's
like it's like the middle of like your algebra class, and X plus Y is on the board, and teacher's turned around, and you're just in the back, like. Jacking off to like exponents and integers and whatnot.
Oh. Did you say exponents and integers? Ooh, y'all are some freaks. Oh, Lord. Okay. So we move it on. Okay. Mr. JC.
I don't really like the outdoor stuff, but I've always thought about how it would be. I know how I respond when I go to a beach and I see people ducking behind the bushes. I know what's going on over there. I've always wanted to do that. But I have not had a chance to, only because, you know, I'm always afraid of getting caught. And so for fantasy-wise, I would love to be jerking off behind the bushes or even getting a blowjob or having somebody suck me off behind the bushes. That's my fantasy thing. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. The least favorite place that I would like to jack off, and believe it or not, is at home when my partner is here, because I don't want no one here when I'm doing that.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know what? I'm just like that.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. Even my two dogs, when they're around, if I shut the door, if they start scratching it, I can't do it.
Yeah. But you also don't want no feline sitting there breathing over you. And I got a girl. I got a girl dog. And she's a real bitch. She really is.
I got two males, and they probably start licking on me, so I don't even want to give them that feel.
Yeah, that's a different type of sexuality right there.
TMI.
Yes, that's a lot going on over there. Yes, so now we have to Who do we? Oh, Mr. Oh yes, Mr. Ian Rock. So Ian,
I can't believe you were going to forget me. As far as the church, let me just real quick speak on that. A church is the spirit of the people. The building that you're in is just a building. So God sees you inside or outside of it. As far as Draven's answer on the least, I agree. Anything around children, and that would be because I do have a daughter, 23 years old. Hey, Raven. But, you know, she was younger at some point. So I do have a respect for children. Fantasy-wise, I could probably actually, like, be dude's brother. But the wrestling match would just have to have, here I go again, Dwayne Johnson, John Cena, and let's say Batista on the card. And then, hey, all I need is some good lotion. And just for the record, I'd prefer to be masturbated rather than masturbate. Now I'm done.
Okay. Well, I got something for all of y'all. I don't masturbate. I have a toy. You know, Flesh Jack, hello. Moving on.
Still masturbation. It's your hand holding the toy.
It doesn't fit.
Did you say it doesn't fit?
I'm just saying, some of us, they're a little.
You know, I'm sorry, but Ian have one of them dicks you throw over your shoulder and burp. Like, what the hell? Anyway, you don't use that for, you don't put that inside nobody. You burp that. You be like, moving along. So, it's just some madness going on here.
I love you, little brother.
I love you, too. So, now, moving on to our next question. Y'all are so fascinating. It's just interesting. So, if you were to one day wake up and you were white.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I know, because all of y'all said, ooh, even JC was like, what the hell?
Would my dick still be the same size? Because I know a lot of white folks, they ain't got...
Ooh, I'm not going there. I am not going there. Y'all are trying to start some mess up in here. No.
I want to hear this whole question.
Yeah, so if you were to wake up one day and you were white and your dream man came along, but he was only interested in blacks, what would you do to convince him to make you the exception? So I already know for Ian, I'm starting out with you. Mm-hmm. So it's Dwayne Johnson. But he's only interested in black. But unfortunately, you woke up today and you were white. What are you going to do to get his attention?
I'm 47 years old, so I have zero time to waste. So I've just learned that no matter who the person is, if they already have a racial view, a biased view, because, you know me, green with purple stripes, sexy is sexy, then I don't really want to spend a lot of time. You know, I can only look at you. I can only have sex with you for a minute. And then I'm like, you know, I'm like Beyonce, get up and leave. So it's like I need them to have more substance than that. So in all honesty, even if it were Dwayne Johnson, but I doubt he'd be that way towards me. Damn it. If I did not get a positive response or a go ahead, then, you know, he'd just have to remain a fantasy and I move on to Jermaine Hensu or, you know, Nelly or what, any of the other ones that I tend to think about.
That you think you have a better chance as a white boy with a long 15-inch ding-a-ling. Okay, so we're moving on. You know,
look at you.
So we're moving on. Draven, boo-boo, all your caliente just disappeared overnight.
God, that would...
And your dream man is sitting right in front of you, but he's only into Latinos.
You know what? I gotta agree with Ian. You know, it's
first of all, who's your dream man? And tell the truth and shame the devil.
Who's my dream man?
Yes.
Well, you know, honestly, my dream man actually used to be a woman who's now a man. So, yeah.
Ooh, tell me the dirt. Who is it? Huh. Is it Big Dick Bitch? Well.
No. I've actually chatted with this gorgeous man, and I would love to work with him someday. But the infamous Mr. Buck Angel.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that is one of my biggest crushes right now, and I have so much respect for what he did, you know, for his life and for how he feels and for what he's doing for the rest of the transgender generation.
Community. Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Shout outs to Buck Angel and Miss T.S. Madison. Got to give them both some.
Exactly.
Yes, but we're still talking about you because Buck don't want you. You ain't Latin.
Oh, God. Well, you know, I'm. Let me just put it this way. I got to agree with Ian. You know, if I don't have the time to waste, I'm over all the big games and everything. And I'm just like, you like me, you don't. You don't like me, okay. Well, hey, you know, 50-50. You know, it's everybody likes what they want. They go for what they want, and they're going to go for what they want. You know, you can't change that. But the competitor in me says, you know what? I will go work in the field, get myself dirty, put some sand on me to make me look like I'm a little authentic, and damn it, will that man have me in that bed, you know?
All right, that's what I'm talking about. You're supposed to go and get it, you know? I gotta call on Mary. Mary, you gotta go get it. Go get it. Go get your blessing. Anyway, so moving on.
Brooklyn, or your curse.
Yes, or your curse. Okay. I know Brooklyn is over there like, y'all are just a mess. So Brooklyn, you woke up and all your dark chocolate is gone, honey.
I also agree with Draven and Ian. Like, if you ain't
work out.
If you ain't for it, then I ain't got time to waste. Like, it is what it is. Cause you already want you somebody black. That's not me. I'm not gonna grow keratin overnight. So, well, coincidentally, I lost it overnight. But you know, I'm not black, so I'm not about to fight for something that you know that's not worth it.
Okay, that was easy and simple. JC, what you gonna do?
Well, you know, I like to follow the group. I mean, because I look at it like this. If I'm interested in someone, they're not interested in me. I have this old saying where it wasn't meant to be. So what I would end up doing is if I really wanted that person, I'll just seek another person who would like to have me, and I just put my throat to use on them and put my ass to use on their cock, and then we'll, you know, I'll be satisfied.
Okay, like that's what I'm saying. He said it out. Y'all take a lesson. That's an original G right there. He put it out there. He don't hang, he ain't hiding. He telling the truth. Okay, and last but definitely not least, Buster, what you gonna do? But first of all, no. I have to ask this. Now, who's your fantasy band? What's his name?
Well, I've been single over 20 years, so
I didn't ask all that. I said, "Who your fantasy man?"
I'm telling you, it's my fantasy man is a man that looks at me in a way that just turns me on. That what their eyes are telling me that they want me, no matter whether I'm 47 or 22, if I'm old or young, it's the love and the lust.
Okay.
Have both of them.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you call politically correct bullshit. So I'm gonna ask you the question. You go give us a name of somebody. What's their name? Who's the fantasy man?
I can't do that. I can't.
You're such a wimp.
Yes, I am a wimp. I am a wimp.
Oh,
I truly am.
Okay, but anyway, you woke up this morning, and you are no longer that pretty little red bone that you are. Now you are milky white. You are from Norway.
Or Wisconsin.
Or Wisconsin.
I'm sorry.
Or Alaska.
Yes.
I see milky white. Or Seattle, Washington.
Okay, or Poland. We get the point. Now, tell us what you're going to do.
I have to follow the team overall. I don't chase someone who isn't interested in me. And it doesn't hurt my feelings. You can't be everything to everyone, so why try? We could be friends. That's pretty much it for me.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you're not interested in me, that's cool.
Yes.
And it doesn't hurt my feelings. I know that I don't like twinks. I'll tell you that right off the bat. And twinks are people, if you're younger than my nieces and nephews, you're too young for me, generally speaking, for the most part.
Shit.
I'm 47, almost 50, so that's the way it worked for me.
Yes. I get it. So we got this. So the reason why I asked that question is all you listeners out there that are always self-conscious because you think somebody don't want you. There's always somebody that wants you. It's just like Adele Gibbons said. Listen. there's always somebody. If you're out there and you think you're overweight, that's all right, because there's somebody out there that's an overweight lover. If you're out there and you got buck teeth, find somebody that'll give you an apple through a picket fence so you can eat it. Find you somebody. There's always somebody out there for somebody. Get that lesson, people. Yes, right. Get that lesson. So that was the reason for that question. Now, before we move into this question, we did announce at the very beginning of the show that today is World AIDS Day. So before we go any further, I'd like to take a moment of silence. And the reason why I'd like to do that is I want to honor all of those who, the over 25 million who have died from this disease, the 33 million that are infected, and the countless others that are affected by this disease. Now, this question is a little bit more, I guess, serious, and I just kind of want to know your opinions when you think about this. Do you think that the United States government has paid enough attention to gay men in this country when it comes to HIV and AIDS, or do you think they've spent more time and more money focusing on other countries when it comes to HIV and AIDS? And so who I'd like to start with is, I would like to start with J.C. Carter. J.C., what do you think? Do you think that our government has spent enough effort with our population here as they have with other populations around the world?
I'm going to say no. And reason being is that, you know, this is a strong country, and there are so many people here that are in need of funds, medicine, technology, and to me personally, I don't think they're doing enough. Yes, sure, there's a lot of organizations out there. There's a lot of people who self-start organizations to help people with living with HIV and AIDS, but I think the government itself is not doing enough. Now, what would be enough? I don't know. The government has enough money to send overseas to help the starving people in Africa, other countries that are the families and whole countries are dealing with AIDS at a higher epidemic than we are here. I can understand them helping them as well. But like I say, I think the resources should be best pulled in its own country and then some filtered through other avenues to other countries.
Hmm. I understand what you're saying. Draven, what do you think?
You know, there really isn't anything to say that JC has said. I know that our country usually tries to help other countries out for political reasons to make us look like we're the better guy and the big guy. But I mean, in order for us to actually do something to help else, we have to help ourselves first. I mean, you know, Oprah said it. I remember Oprah said it one day in a special. You know, while we adopt all these other kids from other worlds, when we have all these children here that are homeless, you know, that need better parents, we have to help ourselves first before we can help anybody else. So I mean, I totally agree with JC. You know, he's right on the target. You know, if that makes me sound like I'm a mean guy, I'm sorry for that. But I agree with him. We have to help ourselves first before we can help anybody else. You know?
Yes, yes. Brooklyn?
Personally, like, when you've seen ads on TV about all the help that they're doing over there, like Damien and JC said, like, a lot of effort is put into making sure everybody else is okay, but in your own home or your own country, all we're doing is just making sure that we have medicine or a few antiretrovirals to, you know, take care of the few, versus like working on more than so of a cure to help us to spread. So like, I agree with them. Like they put more effort into helping other countries versus getting, you know, the U.S. or this country settled or situated first.
Yes, I agree. Buster?
Well, I have a short history or a bit of a history in the outreach, minority men's prevention, safe sex harm reduction background when I worked for AIDS Services of Austin. So I'm of the belief that it really depends on what part of the country that you refer to. Some parts of the country are so far behind that it's appalling. And the resources available to them is basically non-existent, whereas other parts for example, San Francisco or L.A. or even Austin, Texas, or these larger communities have the infrastructure put in where you can pretty much get the resources that you need to and be comfortable being knowing that you have the best that there is that's available at that time. That being said, there's a lot that the United States can do to make it a bit more equal for all. There's a long way to go in regards to that. It's a balancing act, and I wouldn't want to be the one making those decisions. That's pretty much it for me, basically. Right.
And definitely,
so yes, I think they should do more. I definitely think we could certainly do more. It's insane. I'm appalled at the fact that very few people are aware of Truvada in the gay community, and they and that in and of itself is just surprising to me. And that's something that people can take to keep from contracting the HIV virus. That's just weird that it's not as well known. And you can still contract all the others. Just because you take Truvada doesn't mean that you can't get syphilis.
Right.
To be aware of that.
Right.
And that's my little soapbox for that.
Okay. Hopefully. And last but not least, Ian, what do you think?
Well, I want to echo that something Buster said. Depending upon where you're living, you're definitely the spectrum of what you can get as far as care, as far as resources, is different versus in New York or Chicago, L.A. to Boise, Idaho. That being said, I think America can do more worldwide, not just in this country, worldwide, with education, with help. Sometimes the things we do are done because there's oil or because there's money involved. It's not because we're trying to be the better guy or the big guy. It's because people's pockets are being lined. And that's the bottom line. I was born in America, but America ain't shit. So there's my curse word. And when I say that, I don't mean the people. I mean the establishment that is America, that is one of the youngest countries on this planet, but yet thinks it knows everything. Mm-hmm. So there's my issue with that. As far as other countries, we do. You know, my grandmother always used to say, clean up your house first before you come to mine and decide to dust. So if, we can't take care of our own, then it's hard to make someone believe that we can take care of anyone else. And that just, you walk into a hair salon and her hair ain't done, you ain't going to let her do your hair. It's simple logic. It doesn't take rocket science. I think the other thing is, Buster spoke about the Truvada and the different, how it's weird that the knowledge is not out there. It's not weird. It's kind of really back to what I said in the beginning, that would decrease the drug company's profits. That would decrease the government's profits. Yep. That would decrease the insurance company's profits. So it's not that it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's a formulation to not let us know what's going on. But people like you, and Marshall, and people like us, period, on this call with our little bit of fame and our little bit of notoriety, instead of tweeting just about dicks and asses and all of that, maybe we need to tweet about those things. I'm now done.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
Yep, I agree.
All righty. So now we've heard all of your deep thoughts. You see, they can get deep, audience. They can get deep. So I picked them well. But I want to go back to some of the fun stuff. And I got to go back to the fun stuff here. So, booty eating contest. Booty eating contest. All right.
Spread those cheeks and eat your cheeses.
Yes. So I want to know, out of the five of y'all, who do y'all think is the best booty eater?
Me, damn it, me. I'm just gonna say it. This like top model. I ain't picking nobody else. Me.
Okay.
If you love doing it, then you're good at it. And I love doing it. As long as you're all nice and crisp and clean and fresh and no foreign taste, because that's like a hammer to the back of your neck.
Did you say foreign taste? Okay.
You know what I guess. Oh, I'm trying to.
I'm wondering when these other people go catch these jokes. I'm like, what?
I got the point. Indeed.
Okay. So, all right. So, Ian says he is. Well, who do you say, JC?
Well, I mean, he can have that title if he likes hairy asses, but I like mine to be smooth. And if it's smooth, yeah, I'll eat it. And I have a very long tongue, too. So, I'll get all up in his ass.
Yes! Competition! You get up in there! Okay, Brooklyn, what do you say?
I'm more of a dick sucker, so I'll eat ass no problem all day every day. But my profession.
I asked you, who do you think in the group?
Oh, in the group?
Yes.
I mean, they never ate my ass, so I can't.
That's fierce.
There you go.
But you've never seen the videos. I've seen each and every one of your videos.
To be honest, and this is no shade, I've never seen anybody on the panel.
Eat some ass.
I've never seen actual videos because I preferably like straight porn more than I'd be gay.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go. All right. Okay. Draven.
You know, I love to eat ass because it's just something I love to do, but I'm actually going to give you all this one. Hell, bend me over and you can eat my ass any fucking day. I'll leave that.
Yes,
I'm not competing for this one. Y'all can have it. Bend over, like my hoe.
Ian, that's a short little Latino. Moving on.
Okay, lay down flat and do it that way, too. Just another option. Got you, big bruh. Little bruh.
So anyway, moving on. Buster, who do you say?
Well, you know, I pride myself in doing things well. And I don't think I'm the best ass eater. I would have to defer to the two who, Ian and
JC.
JC, who were real quick to own up to being the best ones. Oh. I would certainly want to find out firsthand, basically, you know, personally.
Invitations. Well, JC.
Because I have mad skills. I want to know who, you know, all I ask is for people to bring the best to the table, because that's what I always try to bring. Yeah.
Okay, well, JC's in Chicago and Ian's in New York. Moving on. Moving on. So,
I said the Bronx to be exact.
Yes, he's in the Bronx. Uh-huh. And,
just throwing that out there.
Just throwing out the information here. So, the Boogie Down Bronx. There's a lot of booty eaters in the Boogie Down Bronx, and probably half of them are listening to the show right now. You freaking
and
freaks. So, gentlemen, I want to give you an opportunity to let your fans know exactly where they can find you. I know many of you have Facebooks, you have Twitters, you have Tumblrs, you have all kinds of things, blog spots, and so on and so forth. And so I want to give you an opportunity, each one of you, to share exactly where your fans can find you. So let's do this in alphabetical order. Brooklyn, where can your fans find you?
They can hit me up on Twitter at Brooklyn Kid, Brooklyn underscore Kid, BRKLYN underscore KIDD, as well as Instagram is the same, and Facebook. No, you can't be on Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter is cool. I also have my own website, BrooklynKidTV.com, that is now up and running. So,
okay. Do you have any upcoming events where your fans and can probably find you here in this December month?
Okay, I will be in Miami December 8th, I believe.
Okay. All righty. Okay, there you go. So now we're moving over to Buster. Buster Sly, where can your fans find you?
Certainly at Twitter under Buster Sly. I have a site that's coming out, if I can get my web designers to get their act together, at BusterSly.com, where I'll have it at the very least some line of clothing under my name. Of course, I don't make them or design them. You don't want to see me try to design some crap like that because it would be crap. but Twitter, BusterSly under in Facebook, and I have a blog spot as well under BusterSly.com.
Okay.
So, but the best place to catch me is Twitter, definitely, and Facebook. Those are the easiest ways to catch me. And I will be returning to Seattle shortly. That's my home.
In December, you'll be there?
And before December, definitely. And I'm in talks with this one company in Belgium, of all places. Not sure how far that'll go, for December 8th, possibly, to do some live sex shows there. So that's pretty much on the makes for me.
Okay.
That's about it.
All righty. So for the live sex shows, y'all better go to Belgium.
Love those.
All righty. That's what I'm talking about. Next, we're moving over to my baby, Draven. Hey, Draven, how can your fans find you, and what's coming up for you?
Usually at some leather bar or at some dungeon with a, you know, I'm just joking. Anyway,
I was going to say, cha! In December? It's Christmas in a few weeks. Good Lord.
You know, after a couple of days with your family, all you want to do is get away and go to a leather bar and drink and get fucked, okay? I'm just saying.
That's true.
Honestly, I really don't have a Facebook, you know, under my porn name. I kind of keep it separate for that. Mm-hmm. But the easiest way to find me would be on Twitter at Draven Torres XXX, Twitter.com, or on Instagram under the same name. Also under Tumblr. And, you know, I'm kind of like a little sporadic monkey. I just jump out from here and there, you know, and just look for the mohawk. And I'm usually pretty good at updating my Twitter to let you guys know where I'll be at. So, yeah.
Okay. And then next we have Ian Rock. Ian, where can your fans
find you? Okay, well, other than New York City, all over the place, you can find me on Twitter at IIANN3000. My Twitter ID as well. That's my blog spot, IIANN3000.blogspot. I am starting my own website, which is simply going to be EN3000, so look out for that. I also have been honored as a guest writer on your site, Marshall, along with Buster, the XXX list, so you can catch me there. Also guest writing for the Lucky Star, so let me plug one of my children. He is one of my sons, of which I have a few. I guest write for him. Other than that, if you go to my blog spot, you'll see my Model Mayhem and my Tumblr and my Twitter and every single place else. And if all else fails, Google search Ian Rock. That's IANROCK.
Great. And last but definitely not least, the OG here, JC, what's up, baby? Where can they find you if they're looking for you?
Most people, they can reach out to me at jccartergroups@yahoo.com. There's an app where you can actually upload your own photos. There's plenty of photos. There's plenty of videos, clips, and things like that. It's a free site, so most people can reach me there. And just like Draven said, I usually keep my Facebook page separate, but some people know my real name, and they also know who I am as far as the porn name. So I still get people right in and out, and if they don't be discreet enough, they don't leave me private messages. They post it right on my timeline. So those I have to filter out. I've been getting here in Chicago. Besides work and walking the dogs, you guys can, you know, most people can catch me either on the streets, going here and there, or either in the steam room at the health club or steam rooms. Because here in Chicago, that's before I started doing porn. That's how I perfected my sucking techniques in the steam room at the Dallas.
So
you can find me, you know, those little hangout spots. I like to get out every once in a while.
Okay, well, now you see, you got the freaky. That's what you call old school freaks. See, they go to the steam room. They go to the sauna.
Sure do. I've been late for work plenty of times, getting caught in there.
Ah. Okay.
There's a couple of bookstores too. One on Randolph. I usually be at the other three. I got banned from, so I can't go in there no more.
Okay, I got a microphone. Y'all are our best. So listen, audience, you can follow us, the Pornographically Correct. All you have to do is go to Twitter and look up hashtag Apichulo Radio, or you can also stay informed of all of the upcoming and retiring porn star information, as well as all of those people that are in different places in their porn star lives at thexxlist.com, and that is thexxxlist.com. You can also follow us at hashtag thalist2013, the list 2013 on Twitter. And check out our new interviews that have just been released today on the Triple X List. We feature today on our front cover Coco Dorm, a new discovery, and a newcomer, Rico Dunn. And also look out this Wednesday for a new interview from the one and only Kappa of Raw Strokes, Breed It Raw, and Macho Fucker fame. Now, I just want to tell the guests, we really appreciate you coming and participating in this fun hour. And I want to tell the audience to come back and hang with us next week with a new panel filled with all of the hottest porn performers of today. And remember, there is no need to try to be politically correct when you can always be pornographically correct. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Nice talking to you guys.